Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You don't like to fly?
She gets a little worked up about it.
Safer than driving, honey.
Under certain circumstances. I have control issues, and look, I've been in plenty of car crashes. You can walk away from those.
Plane's not going to crash, Rebecca.
You can say that, but you don't know it.
Oh, I know it. You want to know why I know it? Because I ain't that f***ing lucky.
Because I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information. All right, so Dennis and I, we've flown commercial more than we like to. But I've gotten very jaded. I mean, I'm getting ready to do a crazy adventure halfway around the world, and I'm milking the Sky Club experience and first class on this trip more than I have in any trip in the past. And you'll hear about it in a couple weeks. But I have mapped it out so I can hit this Sky Club in LA, this one in Australia, this one. New Zealand, and that's just the way I like to roll. If I can afford it, that's the trick. That's the balancing act, but I've been saving up for this one, so I'm going to splurge a little bit. But the experiences have been getting more and more, as we like to say in the biz, bougie. Whether it's one of the, six to eight Sky Clubs, Delta Sky Clubs in Atlanta, LAX has a really fancy one, so does JFK. And, they're turning into, they're kind of experiences in their own right. You go in there, you see all kinds of fancy artwork and stuff like that. And now it looks like it might be filtering down to your local FBO.
It has been for a while. I mean, how long has the local FBO been, basically a card table, a Mr. Coffee, and, if you're lucky, a bathroom, and that was fine for most of us. The problem is more and more people are turning to business aviation and their expectations are going up accordingly.
Yeah.
So this, I think, is explaining part of the increase in fees that we're seeing. Just look at Signature down at Key West.
Right.
The first couple times you and I have gone in there.
A little rustic, kind of out island experience. And now.
It was worn out.
Yeah.
And now there's a very bougie multi-level terminal with all sorts of fancy amenities. It's not a Mr. Coffee there. It's a fancy, latte, iced coffee, whatever you want machine back there.
And I will say I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I prefer that over the card table and Mr. Coffee Maker myself.
I feel we're obligated at that point, to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you're starting to see this more and more. Clay Lacy Aviation just built a big facility out in Orange County, out in California, right? And, between almost 42,000 square feet of office and terminals, they've got garden lounges and hangar space. And even Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, has got a terminal that was designed by an international wooden shipbuilder.
What?
And it's got its own coffee, cafe inside there and all this kind of stuff. So, the expectations of the jet set, the flex jet customers, the net jets, these people, the fractional card owners, and, they're demanding better amenities.
Well,
creature comforters.
How much is too much? I think.
Well,
I
don't know that there's a limit.
Well, there's obviously people pushing that limit, but at what point does it become overkill, and then it starts turning into gouging when they raise those rates up so high that it's ridiculous? And hopefully, we're never going to be able to keep them from raising the rates, and this will be their excuse. But really, if you're a pilot, whether it's business or GA, what do you want? You want a nice lounge, decent seating, right? And, if they got a nice little coffee section with some knickknacks and food or something like that, that's really, I think, all you're looking for. But, man, they're putting in, fire pits and, designed by a boat builder. What the hell is that all about? Is that just artsy fartsy
fancy
stuff?
Woodwork, apparently.
Yeah, I believe the Sky Club in LAX, the international terminal I'm going to be hitting does have some kind of art display, like you walk through Thelma. And I remember seeing this before going, what the hell? It's like, okay, it looks nice. The aesthetics are nice, but I'm like, where's the food? Where's the booze? Why don't you kick it up to top shelf that's included for free? You know, that kind of stuff. That's more what I think most people would prefer. And this would be the same with an FBO. Oh, I mean, with the difference being the booze. I don't think they'll go there necessarily. But have a nice coffee station. I mean, you don't have to install a Starbucks necessarily, though that would be fine too, I guess. If it's free, keep it free. You know? But as far as it looking like it was built by a shipbuilder, I don't know. That's where it starts getting in to kind of like, all right, how much is this too much? And what is this going to cost us? Right.
I think you find the Sky Club, you know, as a nice little refuge from, let's call it the unwashed masses.
Okay.
You know,
sure.
We get away from the chaos and the craziness, you know, people, you know, standing on the aisles and waiting and whatnot. You can, you know, it's a nice little refuge. Mm-hmm. But imagine taking that to another level. Out in LA, there is a company called PS. They have a private terminal.
Right.
So if you think about, you know, the Hollywood celebs, not all of them fly, you know, on private jets. A lot of them will fly on commercial airlines.
Yeah.
They have built a business around having a private lounge off airport that they go into, that they can get all of the amenities and whatnot, and then are private limoed from that facility. They have their own TSA screening and everything at the facility off the airport, and are taken directly to their aircraft, bypassing the terminal entirily.
Right. I've seen now, this.
I'm surprised you haven't looked into that yet.
Oh, I have. I've totally looked into it, but it's just too much. I haven't really got down to the nitty gritty on what it would cost, but I was like, I know that's going to be way too much.
Well, considering they call it a sanctuary.
Right. It's basically your own little airport apartment. They just hang out until it's time to board. I mean, but it's, you know, it's more for people that don't want to be bothered. I mean, I see celebrities would want to do that. And you get a little bit of that at the Sky Club, a little bit of, you know, privacy, not nearly to the extent that you would get at one of those little, that PS company thing. But you're going to pay for it. And that's where I draw the line. It's like,
oh yeah, you don't want to pay for it.
Heck no.
I forgot.
No. Right. And when it comes to FBO though, I mean, I think, you know, when you're flying GA and you go into a local airport that's FBO, they ought to get like the tourism boards to come in and underwrite this stuff. Cause it's almost like a city welcome center that if you dress it up real nice and put all this cool stuff in it, I mean, turn it into a tourist thing, and then people flying like, wow, look at this. I'm in Colorado. They got a whole fireplace set up in here. This is pretty sweet.
I've been saying that for years. I mean, the airport is really a reflection on your community. And, you know, instead of thinking of it as, well, that's just another expense that we have to cover and, you know, what can we do? Why don't you, you know, lean into that? Look at what Arcadia has done.
Yeah.
You know, with their Taco
Tuesday. Let the local government
come to the airport.
Foot the bill on this. It's good PR. But what do we know, right? More coming up.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.